Welcome back to the Press Box and another beautiful Saturday in Kentucky. Vis-a-vis, I'm in Las Vegas, Buzz, but my great host, my great friend, my constant companion, Dave Buzzy Baker.
I guess when it comes to Vegas, though, I'm your constant companion in spirit only, but I will take it. And Mr. McLean, the Press Box and our weekly racing previews brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Brisnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Arlington Park, by Elk Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Boy, getting closer and closer. This time next week we'll be racing at Keeneland. But let's go ahead and talk about today's Grade 3 Lucas Classic over at Churchill, and Nick's Go still creating a buzz in this super year that Nick's Go is having.
You know, Bud, this horse, since he's been transferred over to the conditioning of trainer Brad Cox, has just been a different kind of horse. You know, he's always had brilliant speed. You know, he won, most people don't forget by now, that he won the Breeders' Futurity as a two-year-old at Keeneland. And then, you know, he kind of went through some, three-year-old doldrums, but then he got transferred over to Brad Cox, and now, you know, he's always had brilliant speed. He won the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile last year, so you know he's always had that kind of quality. But now they're stretching him out, and they look like it's going to go in the Breeders' Cup Classic at Del Mar the first weekend in November. Buzzy, that is shaping up as one great race. But before we get there, you've got one final tune-up today at Churchill Downs in the Lucas Classic, named after D. Wayne Lucas.
And it looks like, what, five, I believe, that he's going up against? And how do you size up the rest of this field?
Well, you know, you don't. I don't. I think it's one of those races, we've talked about it before, Buzzy. You just take it for what it is, and you enjoy the moment, and you enjoy this horse. I think he's 2-5 in the morning line. You know, you just enjoy the fact that the greatness is in front of you. You're in the presence of greatness, and this is a big gray horse. He has brilliant speed. He should break there running. You know, he's coming out of the Whitney, Grade 1 Whitney at Saratoga,
right,
where he just blew the field away. He's sitting on Go, as you know, he's Nick's Go, so you might as well use the alliteration and the name recognition. But I think it's one of those races where you're looking to just kind of admire this one and enjoy the moment, because these horses rarely come along, and when they do, you just kind of enjoy the moment and watch them run and perform. It's like watching Michael Jordan play basketball, or it's like watching Arnold Palmer in his day play golf.
Sure.
I'm kind of dating myself a little bit there, Buzzy, but, you know, it's like watching the greats. And you know, when you have that chance, you just sit back, you put your feet up, and you watch.
There you go. There you go. But I will tell you that Mr. McLean has plenty of other selections on a great card on this Saturday at Churchill Downs. You can get those selections at the PressBoxLTS.com. And you can get all the information about your holiday get-together. You want to do something for yourself for the new year. Great time to take a look at the Louisville Thoroughbred Society and what it can do for you, whether it be personally or professionally, there at the LTS. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Ellis Park, by Brisnet.com, by Arlington Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, here's hoping you and yours struggle through the surroundings. I know it's all work and no play, but try to enjoy yourself a little, and may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my friend. I'm going to pull you into action midweek next week.
Midweek.
I'm headed up to Indiana Grand for a big day of racing. Eric Holstrom, the GM at Indiana Grand, has put together yet another great race day at Indiana Grand. So I'm going to pull you out of the mothballs by midweek, and we're going to do a midweek show.
Let's go.
And we're going to prep the big races up at Indiana Grand next Wednesday. And they got some really, really nice races. In fact, perhaps the best Indiana bred filly in the history of Indiana breds. She just won up at Saratoga. or ran second at Saratoga in two really nice stakes. I'm going to really look forward to getting up there. We'll talk about all that next week, and I look forward to chatting with you on Wednesday of next week.
Sounds great, my friend. Look forward to it. Take care. Have
Thanks,
a great
brother.
Weekend.
You love too, you. My friend.
Take
Thanks.
Care.